Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 25th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of arts and entertainment news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Tiny Gems breaks Seg Media Corporation, NASDAQ CGE, LTAW, expands sports.com motorsports strategy with NASCAR talks at Daytona. Seg Media Corporation, a global leader in sports, entertainment, and gaming, announced new motorsport initiatives for its sports.com brand, emphasizing motorsport as a key growth pillar. At Daytona International Speedway, Seg Media executives met with senior NASCAR officials and Veloce Esports Group Ltd. to discuss content rights, sponsorship frameworks, and leveraging Veloce's digital reach to expand NASCAR's global footprint. The talks aim to enhance digital fan engagement, create new sponsorship pathways, and deliver short-form and behind-the-scenes content to strengthen NASCAR's connection with younger and international audiences. Seg Media operates a portfolio of digital assets, including sports.com, concerts.com, and lottery.com, focusing on immersive fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven live experiences. Creative Happiness Institute to raise $200,000 to support poetry and the arts in around Volusia County. Creative Happiness Institute, a Daytona Beach-based nonprofit, is launching a $200,000 fundraising campaign to support the arts and poetry in and around Volusia County. This initiative aims to honor the legacy of Dr. David B. Axelrod, the recently deceased co-poet laureate of Volusia County. The organization will unveil the David B. Axelrod Memorial Endowment Fund at an upcoming tribute event on September 6th at the Dr. Noble Thin Man Watts Amphitheater in DeLand. Attendees can share memories of Axelrod, read poems, and enjoy live music. Since Axelrod's passing, local poets and Axelrod's children have continued Chai's mission, providing programs like a Young Poets Mentoring Program, poetry readings, and initiatives for schools, colleges, and seniors. Chai is dedicated to carrying on Axelrod's legacy of promoting happiness and healing through poetry and the arts.
The Railroad That Stuck to Steam, 1959. A. Aubrey Bodine. A. Aubrey Bodine, a renowned pictorialist of the 20th century, captured the essence of engineer Otis Nevitt at the throttle of a locomotive used at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. in 1959. Bodine's career began in 1923, covering stories with his camera for the Baltimore Sunday Sun. He believed in the creative discipline of photography, studying art principles and constantly experimenting with his tools to create stunning images. More than 6,000 photographs from Bodine's 47-year career can be viewed and ordered as reprints on www.aubreybodine.com. For further information, visit the website or contact info@aubreybodine.com or call 1-800-556-7226. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.